Chapter 17, Doors and Physical Bases of Cheetah. The Buddha pointed out the dangers of being infatuated with the objects we experience through the six doors. He taught people to develop the wisdom which knows the realities experienced through the six doors as nama and rupa, phenomena which are impermanent and non-self. What is impermanent is dukkha. It cannot be happiness. When we come to know things as they are, we will be less infatuated with objects. We read in the kindred sayings, 4, Salaitana Vaga, Kindred Sayings on Sense, Second 50, Chapter 3, Paragraph 81, a brother, about the purpose of the Buddha's teachings. The text states, and I quote, "Then a number of monks came to see the Exalted One. Seated at one side, those monks said to the Exalted One, 'Now hear, Lord, the wandering sectarians thus question us. What is the objective, friend, for which the holy life is lived under the rule of Gotama the recluse?' 'Thus question, Lord, we thus make answer to those wandering sectarians. It is for the full knowledge of dukkha that the holy life is lived under the rule of the Exalted One. Pray, Lord, when thus questioned, we so make answer. Do we state the views of the Exalted One without misrepresenting the Exalted One by stating an untruth? Do we answer in accordance with his teaching, so that no one who agrees with his teaching and follows his views could incur reproach? Truly, monks, when thus questioned, you thus make answer. You do state my views, in stating that it is for the full knowledge of dukkha that the holy life is lived under my rule. But if, monks, the wandering sectarians should thus question you, 'But what friend is that dukkha, for the full knowledge of which the holy life is lived under the rule of Gotama, the recluse?' Thus questioned, you should answer thus: 'The I friend is dukkha, for the full knowledge of that the holy life is lived. Objects, that pleasant or unpleasant or indifferent feeling that arises through eye contact. The mind, that pleasant or unpleasant or indifferent feeling that arises through mind contact. That also is dukkha. Fully to know that, the holy life is lived under the rule of the Exalted One.' Thus question, monks, by those wandering sectarians, thus should you make answer." End of quote. In being aware of nama and rupa which appear, such as seeing, visible object, feeling or thinking, we can prove to ourselves the truth of the Buddha's teachings. We can prove that the objects experienced through the six doors are impermanent and non-self. The truth will not be known if one follows other people blindly or if one speculates about the truth. We read in the kindred sayings, 4, Salayatana Vaga, 3rd 50, Chapter 5, Paragraph 152, "Is there a method?" that the Buddha said, and here I quote, "Is there, monks, any method by following which a monk, apart from belief, apart from inclination, apart from hearsay, apart from argument as to method, apart from reflection on reasons, apart from delight in speculation, could affirm insight thus: 'Ended is birth, lived is the righteous life, done is the task. For life in these conditions, there is no hereafter?' For us, Lord, things have their root in the Exalted One. Well indeed were it if the meaning of this that has been spoken were to manifest itself in the Exalted One. Hearing it from him, the monks will remember it. There is indeed a method, monks, by following which a monk could affirm insight. And what is that method? Herein, monks, a monk, seeing an object with the eye, either recognizes within him the existence of lust, aversion, and ignorance, Thus, I have lust, aversion, and ignorance, or recognizes the non-existence of these qualities with him. Thus, I have not lust, aversion, and ignorance. Now, as to that recognition of their existence or non-existence with him, are these conditions, I ask, to be understood by belief, or by inclination, or hearsay, or argument, as to method, or reflection on reasons, or delight in speculation? Surely not, Lord. Are these states to be understood by seeing them with the eye of wisdom? Surely, Lord. Then, monks, this is the method by following which, apart from belief, a monk could affirm insight thus. Ended is birth. For life in these conditions, there is no hereafter. End of quote. The same is said with regard to the doors of the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, and the mind. When we study the Abhidhamma, we should keep in mind the purpose of the Buddha's teachings. The eradication of defilements through the wisdom which realizes the phenomena appearing through the six doors as they are. Through this method, there will be an end to the cycle of birth and death. We should remember that the Abhidhamma is not a theoretical textbook, but an exposition of realities appearing in daily life. We learn about Nama and Rupa. We learn about cittas, which each have their own function in the sense door process and in the mind door process. There are sense door processes and mind door processes time and again, and objects are experienced by cittas arising in these processes. If there is awareness of characteristics of Nama and Rupa when they appear, the panya is developed, which can eradicate defilements. This kind of wisdom is deeper than any kind of theoretical knowledge. Nama and Rupa, which arise and fall away, are conditioned realities. They arise because of different conditions. Through the study of the Abhidhamma, we learn about different conditions for Nama and Rupa. Each reality which arises is dependent on several conditions. For instance, seeing is vipaka, produced by gamma. Visible object conditions seeing by being its object, aramana. If there is no visible object, there cannot be seeing. Eye sense, the kind of rupa in the eye, pasada rupa, which is able to receive visible object, is another condition for seeing. The rupa which is eye sense can function as the door, in Pali, dvara, for seeing. A door or dvara is the means through which citta experiences an object. There is eye sense arising and falling away all the time. Throughout our life, it is produced by gamma. However, eye sense is not a door all the time, because there is not all the time the experience of visible object. Eye sense is a door only when citta experiences visible object. It is the same with the pasada rupas, which are the other sense organs. They are doors only when they are the means through which citta experiences an object. The eye door is the means through which citta experiences visible object. Not only the cittas, which are eye door advertent consciousness, chaku dalvajana citta, and seeing consciousness, chakuvinana, experience the object through the eye door. The other cittas of that process, which are receiving consciousness, sampatijana citta, investigating consciousness, santirana citta, determining consciousness, votapana citta, the javana cittas, and the tadaramana cittas, that is retention, are also dependent on the same door in order to experience the object. All the cittas of that process experience the object through the eye door while they each perform their own function. After the rupa, which is experienced by these cittas, has fallen away, the object is experienced through the mind door, mano-dvara. Cittas arising in a process which experience an object through one of the six doors are vitti cittas. Vitti means way, course, or process. Vitichittas are named after the door through which they experience an object. For example, the cittas which experience an object through the eye door are called chaku devara viti cittas. Chaku devara means eye door. The cittas which experience an object through the ear door, sota devara, are called sota devara viti cittas. The cittas which experience an object through the mind door, mano devara, are called mano devara viti cittas. In between the different processes of citta, there have to be bhavanga cittas, life continuum. Bhavanga cittas are not viti cittas. They are not part of the process of cittas experiencing objects which time and again throughout our life impinge on the six doors. They experience an object without being dependent on any doorway. As we have seen in Chapter 15, the Patisandhi Chitta, rebirth consciousness, the Bhavanga Chittas, and the Kuti Chitta, dying consciousness, in one lifespan experience the same object as the last Javana Chittas, which arose before the Kuti Chitta of the previous life. The Patisandhi Chitta, the Bhavanga Chitta, and the Kuti Chitta are process-free cittas, viti muta cittas. Thus, they are different from the cittas arising in sense-door processes and mind-door processes. Some cittas perform their function only through one door. For example, the two types of citta which are here in consciousness, sota banana, which can be kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka, only perform their functions through one door, the ear door. Some cittas can perform their function through more than one door. Sampatichana citta, receiving consciousness, performs its function of receiving the object through five doors, depending on the doorway which is contacted by the object. Santirana citta, investigating consciousness, performs different functions through different doorways. It performs the function of investigating the object through the five sense doors, and it can perform the function of tadramana, retention or registering, occurring after the Javana Chittas through six doorways. As a footnote, see Chapter 15. End of footnote. It also performs functions without being dependent on any doorway. And this is the case when it performs the function of Patisandhi, Bhavanga, and Kuti. As a footnote, see Chapter 11, 12, and 15. End of footnote. In the process of citta, the doorway, Dvara, is the means through which citta experiences its object. The physical base of Vatu is another factor which conditions citta by being its place of origin. In the planes of existence, where there are nama and rupa, cittas do not arise independently of the body. A citta which arises has a rupa as its place of origin. Cittas such as seeing, hearing, or thinking could not arise without the body. Where does seeing arise? It needs the eye as its physical base. The eye sense, chakupasada rupa, the rupa in the eye which can receive visible object, is the physical base for the citta which sees. The physical base, or vatu, is not the same as dvara or doorway. Although the five sense organs can serve as dvara and vatu, Dvara and Vatu have different functions. For example, the Chakupasada Rupa functions as the eye door, Chakudvara, the means through which cittas of the eye door process experience an object, and also as the eye base, Chakuvatu, the physical base, the place of origin for seeing consciousness. This Rupa is the base only for seeing consciousness, not for the other cheaters of that process. Thus one and the same rupa, the I-sense, serves as both doorway and base only for seeing consciousness. Regarding the other cheaters of the I-door process, they have the I-sense as doorway, but they have a different base, as I shall explain later. It is the same in the case of the other panchavijnanas, sense cognitions. The vatu for hearing consciousness is the ear sense, sotapasada rupa. The vatu for smelling consciousness, the smelling sense, ganapasada rupa. The vatu for tasting consciousness, the tasting sense, jivapasada rupa. The vatu for body consciousness, the body sense, gayapasada rupa. The body sense can arise all over the body. Any part of the body which has sensitivity can be vatu for the gaya vijnana. Thus the five kinds of pasada rupa, the sense organs, are the vatus of the pancha vijnanas. There is a sixth vatu, which is not one of the pasada rupas, sense organs. This is the rupa which is the material support, the physical base for all cheetahs other than the pancha vijnanas, the sense cognitions of seeing, hearing, etc. This rupa is called in the commentaries the heart base or hridaya vatu. As a footnote, the name heart base cannot be found in the scriptures. The Book of Conditional Relations, the seventh book of the Abhidhamma, refers under support condition, Nisaya Pachaya, to the heart base as that rupa, which is the material support for the mind element and the mind consciousness element. These elements are the cheetahs other than the panchavijnanas. End of footnote. We should know its function, but there is no need to specify its exact location. The Hridaya Vatu, heart base, is different from the mind door. The mind door is a cheetah. The Bhavanga Pacheta, a rest Bhavanga, which is the last Bhavanga cheetah arising before the mind door, adverting consciousness, Mano Dhatravajana cheetah. The Hridaya Vatu is rupa, not nama. When sound contacts the ear sense, the five-door adverting consciousness, pancha dhatravajana citta, which arises, has as its place of origin the hridaya vatu. But the hearing consciousness has the ear sense, the sotapasada rupa, as its vatu. All succeeding cittas of that process, however, have the hridaya vatu as their place of origin. All cheetahs of the mind or process too have the Hridaya Vatu as their place of origin. The Patisandhi cheetah, the Bhavanga cheetah, and the Kuti cheetah are, as we have seen, process-free cheetahs, Viti Muta cheetahs, cheetahs which do not arise within the process and which experience an object without dependence on any door. The process-free cheetahs also need, in the planes where there are both nama and rupa, a vatu, a physical base. A new life begins when the Patisandhi cheetah arises. However, there is not only nama, there has to be rupa as well. The Hridaya Vatu is the rupa, which is the vatu of the Patisandhi cheetah. Also, all Bhavanga cheetahs and the Kuti cheetah have the Hridaya Vatu as their physical base. The vatu is the place of origin not only of cheetah, but also of jetasikas arising together with the cheetah. Thus, except in the planes of existence, where there is only nama, there has to be rupakanda as well, when the four namakandas, which include cheetah and jetasikas, arise. The sense bases, cheetah and the objects experienced by cheetah, can be classified as 12 ayatanas, translated sometimes as sense fields, Visuddhimagga 15, 1-17. As a footnote, See also Book of Analysis, Vibhanga 2, Analysis of Bases. Also in other parts of the scriptures, including the suttas, there is reference to this classification. End of footnote. There are 6 inward ayatanas and 6 outward ayatanas. They are classified as follows. The 6 inward ayatanas are eye sense, ear sense, smelling sense, tasting sense, body sense, mind base, mana yatana. The 6 outward ayatanas, visible object, sound, odor, taste, tangible object, mind object, dhamma yatana. Mind-based, manayatana includes all cheetahs. Mind-object, dhammayatana includes jhana-seekers, subtle rupas, and nibbana. When we see, hear, or think, we believe that the self experiences objects, but in reality there is the association of the inward ayatana and the outward ayatana, the objects outside. This classification can remind us that all our experiences are dependent on conditions. We read in the Visuddhimagga 15:15, in the section on the ayatanas about conditioned realities, and I quote, "They do not come from anywhere previous to their arising, nor do they go anywhere after their falling away. On the contrary, before their arising, they had no individual essence, and after their falling away, their individual essences are completely dissolved, and they occur without power, in parentheses, being excisable over them, close parentheses, and as a footnote, there is no self who could control them, end of footnote, since they exist in dependence on conditions. Likewise, they should be regarded as incurious and uninterested, for it does not occur to the eye and visible object, etc. Ah, that consciousness might arise from our concurrence. And as door, physical base, and object, they have no curiosity about or interest in arousing consciousness. On the contrary, it is the absolute rule that eye consciousness, etc., come into being with the union of I with visible object, and so on. So they should be regarded as incurious and uninterested." End of quote. It is useful to become familiar with different classifications of realities, such as the classification by way of kicca, function, aramana, object, dvara, doorway, vatu, physical base, ayatana, sense field, and other classifications. In this way, we'll have a clearer understanding of citta and of the conditions for its arising. We should, however, remember that this kind of understanding is not yet the wisdom which eradicates lopa, dosa, and moha. In the kindred sayings 3, Khandavaga, kindred sayings about Radha, chapter 1, paragraph 4, to be understood, we read, and I quote, "At Savati, as the Venerable Radha thus sat at one side, the Exalted One addressed him thus, 'I will show you the things to be understood, and the understanding, and the person who has understood. Do you listen to it?' The Exalted One thus spoke, 'And what, Radha, are the things to be understood?' 'Body, Radha, is a thing to be understood. So is feeling, perception, the activities, sankhara kanda. Consciousness is a thing to be understood. These, Radha, are the things to be understood. And what, Radha, is understanding? The destruction of lust, the destruction of hatred, the destruction of ignorance. This, Radha, is called understanding. And who, Radha, is the person who has understood? Worthy should he be called, that Venerable One of such and such a name, of such and such a clan. That, Radha, is the meaning of the person who has understood.' End of quote. Sometimes the Buddha reminded people of the purpose of the teachings in a longer discourse, sometimes in a shorter discourse, but one has to be often reminded of the goal. What is the purpose of understanding if it does not lead to the eradication of defilements? Questions for Chapter 17. 1. Can citta know an object, aramana, without being dependent on any doorway? 2. Through how many doors can citta know an aramana? 3. Through how many doors is the five-door adverting consciousness, pancha, dhavana, citta, experience an object? 4. Through how many doors does mind-door adverting consciousness, mano, dhavana, citta, experience an object? 5. Through how many doors does hearing consciousness, sota vinana, experience an object? 6. Through how many doors does santirana citta perform the function of investigating santirana? 7. Does Santirana Citta perform the function of Patisandhi, independence on a doorway? 8. Of how many cittas is the eye base, Chakuvatu, the place of origin? 9. Can the air sense, Sotapasada Rupa, be door, Dvara, or base, vatu, or both? 10. What are the respective functions of dvara and vatu? End of chapter 17.